Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Tupac Shakur would be 55 years old. I know. Born June 16th, 1971. And I want to be clear right from the top. This episode, this is not a greatest hits retrospective or a meditation on legacy or influence or what he would have become. There's plenty of that out there, and it should be. But this is not what we are here for. We're here because less than 2 months from now, the first murder trial in the history of this case is scheduled to begin. The only man ever charged in connection with Tupac Shakur's killing is sitting in a Nevada state prison. And as of March 26, he does not have a lawyer. That's interesting. His name's Dwayne Davis. Most of them know as Keefe D. He's 62 years old. He's been in custody since September 29th of 23, arrested near his Henderson, Nevada home, indicted by Clark County grand jury in a single count of first-degree murder with a deadly weapon, carrying a gang enhancement. He's pled not guilty, and if convicted, he faces life in prison. The trial set for August 10th of 26, and his latest attorney withdrew from the case in March over a dispute about retainer fees. That is the second complete defense reshuffle since his arrest. The clock is running, and nobody is standing next to him. Now, hold on to that for a second, because there is a petition sitting at the Nevada Supreme Court right now that could collapse the entire prosecution before a jury is ever seated. What it says and why it matters is something we need to walk through. But first, you need to understand how we got here. And the answer is not complicated. Keefe D talked. The prosecution's theory is straightforward. On September 7th, 1996, following a Mike Tyson fight at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, the brawl broke out between members of Tupac's entourage and the man named Orlando Anderson. Anderson was Keefe D's nephew. Anderson was affiliated with the Southside Compton Crips. The fight was caught on a casino surveillance camera. You've seen it. Hours later, a white Cadillac pulled up alongside a BMW carrying Tupac and Death Row Records CEO Suge Knight of the Las Las Vegas Strip, Cobalt, and Flamingo. Someone in the backseat of that Cadillac opened fire. Tupac was hit multiple times. He died 6 days later. He was 25 years old. Prosecutors allege Keefe D. supplied the firearm, rode in the front passenger seat, and orchestrated the entire thing. The alleged trigger man was Orlando Anderson. He was never charged. Anderson was killed in an unrelated incident in 98. So for nearly three decades after the shooting, nobody was ever arrested. The case sat open, cold, untouched by the justice system. What changed was not new forensics. It was not a cooperating witness stepping forward. It was not some cold case breakthrough. What changed was Keefe D. himself. He couldn't stop talking about it. In 2008, he sat down with a joint federal LAPD task force that was investigating the murder of the notorious B.I.G., and he volunteered details about the Tupac hit. In 2009, he sat with Las Vegas detectives and repeated essentially the same account. In 2018, after being diagnosed with cancer, he appeared on a docuseries and said he had nothing left to lose. And in 2019, he published a memoir called Compton Street Legend. That prosecutors now treat as confirmation in paperback. The book is what triggered the Clark County grand jury. He spent 15 years telling anyone who would listen. And then a grand jury listened. One piece of this matters for everything that comes next. The 2008 police interview happened under what Keefe D. believed was an immunity deal. What he believed. What reality and what Keefe D. believes it can easily be two different things. It's called a proffer agreement. He sat with a federal task force, gave them information, and understood that what he said could not be used against him. He has been clinging to that agreement ever since. Whether it actually protects him is the legal fault line running through the entire case. Some choose to bet on it. Some do not. He chose to double and triple down, thinking, I can say whatever I want. Well, that's not quite how these things always work out, Keefe. And here's something that we will come back to. It says more about this man than any court filing. Keefe D's team has been developing a documentary about the case designed to drop whether he wins or loses a trial. Hold that because it matters. Let's back up there. Let's walk through what has happened in the courtroom, because every single thing the defense has tried so far has failed. Let's go to January 25. Keefe D's then attorney, Carl Arnold, filed a motion to dismiss the entire case. Two arguments. First, that the 27-year delay in prosecution violated Keefe D's constitutional rights to due process. Witnesses are dead. Memories have faded. Evidence has been lost or destroyed. Second, that the proffer agreement from 08 gave Keefe D blanket immunity, and the state was legally barred from using anything he said. Judge Carly Kearney rejected both arguments. On the immunity claim, she found no evidence of a binding deal that covered Las Vegas. The LAPD proffer was made in another jurisdiction. Keefe D. didn't quite understand that part. The Clark County District Attorney's Office was never part of it. Las Vegas detectives had never promised Keefe D. anything, and the state had no incentive to sit on the case for decades. It was not the proffer that brought the case back. It was the book Keefe D. chose to write. The immunity defense died in that courtroom. If Keefe D. had talked to a competent attorney before putting all that out there, they could have easily told him, yeah, you know, this doesn't really cover you. Doesn't really cover you. I would shut the F up. February 26, the defense moved to suppress everything seized during a nighttime raid on Keefe D's home in July of 23. The argument was that the warrant was obtained in bad faith. The detectives painted a 60-year-old retired cancer survivor as a dangerous figure based on convictions from a quarter century earlier, just to justify an aggressive nighttime search. The judge denied that motion, too. Every piece of evidence seized during that raid is admissible. That was a central defense strategy, and it evaporated in a single ruling. Then there's the attorney situation. Keefe D. Started with court-appointed public defenders. He then replaced them with a private attorney, Carl Arnold. He then got a battery conviction after getting into a fight with another inmate at the Clark County Detention Center. He was sentenced to 16 to 40 months on that charge alone. He's currently serving that sentence at High Desert State Prison. After the battery conviction, he dropped Arnold and hired Robert Draskovich and Michael Pandulo. He compared it to a sports team changing coaches after a loss. Draskovich withdrew in March of 26 over a retainer dispute. As of that filing, Keefe D. needed new counsel for the second time since his 23 arrest. With the trial less than 5 months out, every motion denied, every legal team fractured. Every argument that was supposed to make this case go away has been shot down, and the August 10th trial date is holding. Now, hold this in the other hand. This is the name that runs through this entire case like a current. Sean Combs. Diddy. Keefe D has claimed for years that Combs placed $1 million bounty on Tupac and Suge Knight. Court filings in this case reportedly reference Combs roughly 77 times across his various names. A Netflix documentary produced by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson called Sean Combs' The Reckoning revived the claim. A 2025 DEA document obtained by USA Today resurfaced the same statements from Keefe D's 08 and 09 police interviews. Combs has consistently and forcefully denied any involvement in Tupac Shakur's death, and law enforcement signaled in 24 that Combs was never a suspect, and they did not find Keefe D's claims credible at this point. But here is where it turns. And pay attention, because this is not what you expect. Keefe D's defense has floated calling Combs as a witness, not for the prosecution, for the defense. The logic sounds backwards until you think about it for 10 seconds. If Combs testifies under oath that he never placed a bounty, that he does not, that doesn't just help Combs. It brands Keefe D as a liar. A man who fabricated a $1 million conspiracy for attention and profit. And that's exactly what the defense needs the jury to believe about every confession Keefe D has ever made. Every police interview, every on-camera statement, every page of the memoir. The defense strategy is not to prove Keefe D is innocent. It's to prove he's been lying for 18 straight years and that the prosecution built a murder case on the word of a man who makes things up for a living. That is the defense, not an alibi. On an argument that Keefe D was somewhere else that night. The defense is asking a jury to believe that their own client is such a habitual, compulsive, pathological storyteller that nothing he's ever said about the case can be trusted, including the confessions the prosecution is building the entire case around. Now, Combs is currently serving a 50-month federal sentence at FCI Fort Dixon, New Jersey. He was convicted in July of 25 on two counts under the Mann Act. His projected release date is around April of 28. He's appealing whether he would actually appear in a Las Vegas murder trial as a defense witness is an open question, but his name is embedded in both the criminal and civil proceedings surrounding Tupac's death, and the defense is actively trying to use him. Speaking of civil proceedings, on April 28th to 26th, Maurice Shakur, known as Mopreme, filed a wrongful death lawsuit in Los Angeles County Superior Court. Mopreme, is Tupac's stepbrother. He's acting as administrator of the estate of his late father, Mutulu Shakur. The named defendant is Keefe D. But the number next to his name is the one thing that matters. John Doe's 1 through 100. 100 unnamed defendants. The family did not just sue the man accused of ordering the hit. They asked a court for the power to find out who else was involved in that John Doe 1 through 1,000 line. To get around the statute of limitations on a case nearly 30 years old, the complaint invokes the discovery rule. It argues the clock started only when the grand jury transcripts and the Netflix documentary revealed a broader conspiracy than retaliation for a single fight. Mopreme's public statement is worth hearing. For 29 years, my family has lived with unanswered questions. The recent revelations in the criminal case have opened a door that we cannot, in good conscience, leave closed. The civil suit carries something the criminal case does not. Discovery powers, subpoena authority, the ability to compel testimony and documents from people who have never been charged with anything. Names that have circulated in rumors and podcasts and confessional YouTube videos for 3 decades could end up on legal paper under oath for the first time. The wrongful death case is not a sideshow. It is a second front. And it has tools the prosecution does not. Now the wild card. In July 25, Keefe Dees, then attorney, escalated beyond the trial court. He filed a writ of mandamus with the Nevada Supreme Court, asking the justices to overturn Judge Kearney's rejection of the immunity defense. The petition asks the higher court to either dismiss the indictment entirely or force prosecutors to prove they hold admissible evidence beyond Keefe D's own statements. This is a defense betting everything on the one argument the trial court already killed. If the justices agree, the prosecution collapses before August. If they deny the writ, or simply let it sit without ruling, the trial proceeds as scheduled. And as of the most recent filings, the Nevada Supreme Court has not ruled. That silence is the single biggest open variable in the case. The trial is less than 2 months away. The question of whether it happens at all may rest with justices who have not said a word. So where are we? Criminal trial, about 8 weeks out. The defendant, or less than 8 weeks out now, the defendant has no lawyer and has burned through 3 legal teams. His immunity defense has been rejected at trial level. His motion to suppress raid evidence has been denied. He has picked up a separate battery conviction behind bars. He's sitting in a state prison, not in a county jail. A wrongful death lawsuit has been filed by Tupac's family, naming 100 unnamed defendants and requesting broad discovery powers. A sitting federal prisoner's name is woven through the filings. A Netflix documentary has resurfaced allegations that were already public. A state Supreme Court petition could end the prosecution or let it proceed, and a documentary is being built by the defendant himself, designed to be released regardless of the outcome. That detail. That's the one that tells you who Keefe Dees is, because it is the same impulse, the same compulsion, the same inability to stop telling the story. In 2008, he volunteered information to police. In 09, he repeated it to different detectives. In 18, he went on camera. In 19, he wrote a book and jailhouse interviews. He's called on associates to support him publicly. He's given podcast interviews from behind bars. And now, facing life in prison for all of that, he's lost every major legal motion. Having burned through every attorney, with the trial weeks away, he is building a documentary. The mouth that wrote the indictment is still open. That's the irony. At the center of all this, for nearly 30 years, the system failed to solve the murder of Tupac Shakur. The case lived in theories and rumors and YouTube comment sections. It was folklore, not a legal proceeding. And then the man who allegedly ordered the hit decided to make it his brand. He told the story to police. He told it on television. He published it in a memoir. He couldn't stop. And all that talking is what brought the grand jury back to a case that every institution had abandoned. Tupac Shakur lived 25 years. The case is now sat open for nearly 30 more. The man who allegedly ordered the hit wrote a book about it, built a brand around it, and could not stop talking about it long enough to stay free. 55 years after Tupac was born, a jury in Las Vegas will decide whether all that talking is what puts Keefe Dees away for the rest of his life. Tupac at 55. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Are we ever going to get there? Are we ever going to get justice? Or is this too going to collapse into the ether of history with no real answers? We'll continue our conversation there in the comment section. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching, Substack, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Take us on the go. Hit subscribe. We appreciate it. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup,
I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body. It's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.